Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1 o'clock, and that is Pacific Summer Time. Excuse me, it's Pacific Standard Time. And today is November 28th, and it is a rather pivotal day, not least because we have had such an impressive rally over the last few weeks. And this is the first sign even of a tiny bit of weakness. But perhaps more important is that the Italian referendum is a week away, and there is at least some sign that some risk might be beginning to be taken off the table, or that something that might offer a hedge against a risk premium is taking on some buying pressure. Now, but before we go into some of those, I want to talk a little bit about oil. Oil prices had been really rallied very, very impressively at the beginning of this year. They have moved into what was a rather predictable range, but they are bouncing from the lower side of that range right now. And that is despite the fact that we have not yet had any kind of coalescence around an agreement within OPEC. And in fact, you even had Saudi Arabia today saying they didn't even know if there was an agreement required. But of course, what has been on the table has been that they wanted to stop increasing supply, but to hold supply at historically high levels, and that isn't particularly that is shouldn't ne in normal circumstances be something that is difficult to accomplish. The fact that it is difficult to accomplish really gives us an indication of just how much stress the these producers are under. And when we look at what their break evens are, then it is really quite profound that prices are in the 48 region, and that their break-evens in terms of their national budgets are substantially above that level. And that tells us just how difficult it has been to come to any kind of agreement. But if we strip away all of those considerations, then this has been a relatively tight range. It's in a band of about $10, 40 to 50, and we're bouncing from the lower side. There is every prospect that in the absence of a clear downward dynamic that we're going to see it go back up to the very low 50 level, and then it is a question of whether the vacuum of supply above the market has indeed formed, which would allow a breakout to occur. But this has been really quite inert trading overall relative to the kind of fireworks that we had in the early part of this year and all the way through 2015 and the end of 2014. And therefore, what we can also very easily predict is that when oil prices break, they are going to break out in a dynamic fashion, and that is going to take the market by surprise overall. What is also interesting is that the oil shares have been doing quite a bit better, that they broke out last week. And it was down a little bit in here today, but this is a chart that continues to have a progression of higher reaction lows overall, and we're continuing to see that it is certainly within the resources sector that we have some of the clearest evidence of very lengthy downtrends having been broken and recovery trajectories in display overall. So that really is a really rather different environment than we have had for much of the last few years. Now, when we look at the S&P 500 Banks Index, we have very clear evidence of a very substantial breakout, but today was also one of the first signs that we might be seeing a little bit of a pause and consolidation overall. Nevertheless, this has been such an emphatic move to the upside that despite the short-term risk of some pause and consolidation, there is ample potential for a recovery trajectory to be sustained well into the medium term. And what we have also seen in here today is that some of the selling pressure has begun to come off in government bonds, and this has been a really very large decline overall since July, that the long bond has gone from 176 down to 152, And even if this is a medium-term downtrend overall, then there is potential for at least some pause and consolidation, and at least a reversionary move back up towards the mean before the medium-term supply-dominated environment is reasserted. And that could potentially be quite a powerful reversionary move overall. Well, against that background, then, if we look at some of the stock markets, then the S&P 500 broke out to a new high. It has been the fact that it is really only 3 or 4% above the trend mean would suggest that what we have been conditioned to expect over the last year has been pretty small moves overall. But we know in that historically that the index is capable of really quite a bit larger moves, and therefore it wouldn't be at all surprising that next year, that if we do indeed get the kind of fiscal stimulus, and not just in the US but elsewhere, that we're increasingly being prepared to expect, then these markets could do quite a bit more on the upside than they have done for much of the last 2 years. I think it is really worth reminding ourselves that this market did almost nothing at all on the upside from late 2014, and that the biggest surprises were on the downside. We have to at least consider the possibility that the surprises in the next year might be on the upside. So therefore, if we do get some consolidation, then that would perhaps offer an additional bite at the cherry for those that might have been caught a little bit flat-footed by the very powerful advance that we had after the presidential election. Now, of course, because we do have this Italian referendum coming up next week, then European equities were by and large in a little bit of in negative territory in here today. They really do need some form of bullish catalyst overall. Potentially, the euro might be might represent that that kind of catalyst. And I think that today it is really an interesting day, because the euro was really firm in early trading but wasn't able to hold on to it, and is currently trading around that 106 area, but just around the 105 handle. Now, because it wasn't able to hold that rally intraday, then there it really is the prospect that it breaks lower. And this is not a particularly bullish chart overall. When we look at it over 5 years, then we can see that there have been emphatic bounces from 105 on two previous occasions. They have been clear upward dynamics, and we have seen a 10-cent rally when we've seen those upward dynamics subsequently. There has been a distinct absence of sustained upward dynamics so far. The fact that it wasn't able to hold its rally in here today is not particularly encouraging. But when we look at this chart over a 20-year period, then there is nothing magical about the 105 area. I suspect that a lot more people will be looking at parity. If we do indeed see the euro breaking downwards, that might be a bullish catalyst for European stock markets to rally in nominal terms. But of course, that would be really quite contingent on those investors also believing that the euro is still going to be around 1 year from now. And that is a certainly an outstanding question overall. When we look at the pound, then it has already priced in a lot of bad news. The situation would have to be seen to be getting progressively worse in order for the downtrend to continue to decline at such an alarming rate overall. What we have had so far is an equal-sized rally. The pound was about a cent weaker in here today. And what it really needs is some period of time to demonstrate that it can hold a low. And it might be quite some time before we can have evidence of that overall. When we look at the UK stock market, then the pound has certainly helped to flatter the market overall, but since the pound has stopped going down, its influence on the stock market has moderated. When we look at the FTSE 100 over the last few months, then we're presented with this range, which is in the upper side of a 16-year range overall. There is certainly the possibility that because the UK has got so many of these big autonomy-like companies, that they will benefit from the potential for enhanced global growth. I think that the most important fact overall, and that it isn't discussed nearly as widely in the financial media as one might expect, and perhaps that is perhaps the greatest good news of all, that there are very few people considering that UK growth had been improving. Eurozone growth has been improving. USA growth has been improving. Chinese growth has been improving. And that it is the impatience of electorates that are voting for these populist solutions that could provide a fiscal stimulus at a time when it is not especially required, that it was probably much more, we could have argued that it could be much more useful to have implemented a large fiscal stimulus 6 or 7 years ago. But we didn't do it then, and there is a strong likelihood that we might get it now. And if you're going to have a fiscal stimulus against an environment where growth is already picking up, then you really could have outsized growth for the short to medium term. You could have inflationary measures picking up, and generally speaking, that would be good for stocks. That stocks are generally they generally tend to do well in inflationary environment, at least in nominal terms. So there is every possibility that the FTSE 100 might be able to sustain a break on the upside. And I think with that, I'm going to wish you all the best to all of you.